Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's jump into Thursday Night Football. Let's talk about the Eagles and the Commanders last night. Eagles dominant performance. Somehow the Eagles, dude, and I'm looking at their record last night. They're 8-2 now. They're a good football team. Hitting the ground running. Saquon Barkley is a runaway freight train. 26 carries, 146 yards. Jalen Hurts also doing his thing through the air. They look dominant for the second half, man.
No.
I didn't think that they were even going to be able to do anything throughout the first half, and they dominate in the second half.
They look dominant in the fourth quarter. Let's call a spade a spade.
Yeah.
They were dominant in the fourth quarter. They took it over. They were aided by some questionable decision making by my boy DQ. Well, but Saquon has been worth every dime that they are paying him. He and Derrick Henry. Is it safe to say that he and Derrick Henry are the most impactful offensive additions outside of like a quarterback that we've seen in free agency this year?
I don't think there's any doubt about it. And we've seen a little bit of a resurgence. You and I talked about this yesterday. We've seen a little bit of a resurgence of the veteran running back. Some of the guys that – and look, I mean, you can put like Austin Eckler in that conversation, although he's a backup to Brian Robinson right now, over in Washington. But you look around the league, like Tony Pollard. Like, there's guys that are like 30 years old that are making a lot of money. And I think it says a lot about their impact, man. And I think it'll continue to go down that road. Josh Jacobs is getting up there in age. He gets a new deal. There's a number of, obviously running backs moving around the league. But you kind of compare that to wide receiver contracts in the NFL right now. Look at is it Michael Pittman in Indianapolis just got signed to a big deal? It's like, dude, you could have had Derrick Henry for that price. And not that I don't love Michael Pittman, but what was that really worth to your franchise right now?
Well,
you know what I mean? What was that really worth?
What's going on with Jonathan Taylor and them? I think Derrick Henry's an outlier because I don't think it's fair to put Derrick Henry in the same as other free agent running backs because he's a freak. He is, when you talk about Derrick Henry, he is this generation of players. And I know that the guy was still playing when he was in the league, but he's Adrian Peterson. So remember Adrian Peterson.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is the fact that, when Adrian Peterson came back from an ACL, it was less than a year. I think it was like 8 months
or
something.
Yeah, it was really quick. Really
and
quick.
He rushed for 2,000 yards next year.
It's nuts.
So
it's nuts. Just knees and elbows everywhere.
So you have to take him kind of out of the equation. And Saquon Barkley is really only in his sixth year in the league. And to me, Saquon Barkley is kind of that new age running back. Now, he's a guy that's been banged up, so maybe he hasn't had the wear down. But these guys are not used as Saquon Barkley is not used as just a running back. He's more of the Alvin Kamara, the Bijan Robinson type mold, where Derrick Henry is a lot more of that old school running back.
Yeah, and I'll say this, man. I'm a huge Saquon fan. We already talked about his numbers. He was going off last night, specifically in the fourth quarter. But I will say, don't use him as a blitz pickup. I watched film this morning on the play action pass. He steps in and they try to use him as a blitz pickup. He gets ran over. Here's how the Eagles fans reacted last night. They wanted to send a thank you message.
That feels amazing. It feels amazing. Last year it was, tough year for me mentally. Did a really good job of.
They love the Cowboys.
I'm gonna talk you for a second. I'm gonna let the.
How do you feel if you're a Giants fan watching this last night? You're on the verge of benching your quarterback and firing your head coach, and Eagles fans are just down the road going, "Thank you, Giants!" And you see Saquon going off for 150. And let me be the first one to say, because I know Jerry Jones said this about Derrick Henry, Saquon is not doing this in New York this year. He's just not. He's just not.
I don't know. I think it's obtuse to say that with as good as they can be at times on defense in New York, to think that they couldn't be better with a little bit more ball control, to think that Daniel Jones wouldn't be better with Saquon Barkley, to think that Malik Neighbors
all be better.
Wouldn't be better. Yeah. That I don't think every situation is the same, and I think it's a lot different because you got to look at what's happened in Dallas with injuries and everything. That's a different story than in New York. If I was a Giants fan, I would keep going back to hearing my GM say, yeah, I mean, at some point, a $40 million quarterback has got to be a $40 million quarterback.
How about their owner going, I hope he doesn't go to the Eagles.
Yeah.
He's our most popular player. I hope he doesn't go to the Eagles.
Well, it's like, you know, it's like, Shane?
Is that how you say it.
Or I can't remember if it was him or Daboll that was like, yeah, well, I mean, you know, I can't have a $14 million quarterback being handed off to by a $40 million, I mean, a running back by a $40 million quarterback at some point. And it's like, well, that's what they're doing in Philadelphia, and they're winning.
I think if you're going to win, man, you got to find ways to make it happen. I'm watching right now that the Eagles offensive line, just unbelievable, man. There's a couple of inside zones. The most basic running play you can have, Saquon's not even touched. He's just running for 30 yards out.
I can't stop looking at this moon. This moon is like.
Is that what you keep staring at?
Look at it.
Isn't it, it's like a blood moon?
No, it's
a
new moon.
I can see it too. It is mesmerizing.
Well, I have to.
Memorizing?
I'll have to hit the wife up.
Memorable.
Like, hey, make sure the kids see the moon this morning on their way to school.
Yeah, because it's bright.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.